News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, overcrowding at Limerick University Hospital has caused the HSE to suspend a significant number of planned services across the five hospitals in the UHL group in the Midwest. It's to deal with the overcrowding issue in the biggest hospital in the region. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association has described the move as unbelievable, unnecessary and an abandonment of the people in the Midwest. Melanie Cleary is spokesperson for the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group. Melanie, can you at least understand why they've done this?
I understand that it must have been a very difficult decision for them, but it was completely unnecessary when in our region we have three A&Es that were downgraded to Model 2 hospitals. Now, we know that St. John's, the building might not be in a state to be upgraded, but we need a new A&E in our city now, you know, because this we've had teams go in to UHL and nothing has been sorted. And we've seen the consultants come out yesterday and they have said that it's one of the starkest developments in Irish healthcare, and it is.
Can I ask you about the impact this is having on people who are on these lists already? Probably for some of them, it's not the first time that procedures have been cancelled.
No, we know that the appointments have been backed up for a while now, and we've seen that elective inpatient and day surgery and outpatient appointments have been deferred, you know, and people are suffering here in the Midwest because these appointments are needed.
We've spoken previously about the decision to downgrade Ennis and Nina hospitals and to concentrate everything into UL. It was supposed to be a centre of excellence. I'm not sure how far away we could be from that.
Well, I don't think UHL is fit for purpose anymore. I think that our government have failed us completely in the Midwest. I think that all our local representatives should be up in arms again about this. You know, they haven't actually been at all.
But is there an element of fatigue, Melanie, that because because it's such a basket case, that perhaps have politicians, have the HSE, have kind of given up on the hospital, thinking there's nothing we can do?
Well, they can't give up because they're letting people down, you know, they're letting us all down. You know, this is a really, really serious situation and people have died and will continue to die down to the failures of UHL.
Your group has been campaigning for a number of years now. Do you feel like you're getting anywhere?
No, our next step was I'm actually going to run in the general election because we felt we need somebody to bring this, you know, to the top. We feel that nobody is representing us in the Midwest, so that's why we made this decision. It's not good enough for us anymore. It never was good enough for us.
All right, Melanie Cleary, spokesperson for the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.